We don't really actually start this with the cookies delicious.
Why not?
Eh, no, we do.
Seems like a very appropriate place. We should introduce the cookie, though.
Yeah, we should. My girlfriend made a cookie, and it said, Macko and Cos is back. This is the Macko and Cos podcast. I'm Matt Cos.
I'm Bob Mackowitz with a grammar question. Yeah. Point of grammar, Professor yeah. Cos. Is it Macko and Cos is back, or Macko and Cos are back? And I've never really understood this with teams either. Like, would you say the Toronto Maple Leafs is going to the playoffs? Or would you say the Toronto Maple Leafs are going to the playoffs?
It's a good
because you're referring to one team, but there's a bunch of guys on that team.
The problem here, Bob, is we can't really answer that because we've eaten so much or eaten. Yeah, whatever. We have consumed so much of the cookie. I think that part is actually gone. So I don't even remember what was there.
But now it just says, you're right. It says Macko and Cos back.
Back.
Actually, it says rack, to tell you the truth, because I had a bit of the bottom of the B.
Yeah.
I felt like I had titleship, like ownership over it.
So this is an extended preview of the Macko and Cos podcast, soon to be released.
Shocking to think that this is going to be 45 minutes longer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, I was just going to say, if you were going to rank cookies, where do you put the, just like the chocolate chip? Because it feels to me chocolate chip is the number one cookie, like on the
cookie. It's the pick and roll of snack food. Like, you just can't go wrong. Yeah. You execute it right, and it can't be stopped.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing. No one ever goes, oh, this is disgusting. Oh, I can't have another one of these.
You know what ruined dessert for me was that chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah. Shame on
something
that, chef.
That no one has ever said.
Yeah. Yeah. Not even at all.
Are you the grown up now, Matt? This suddenly dawned on me. Now, we should point out that Matt and I had a radio show together for a couple of years on TSN 1050. Mm-hmm. We were both let go. So here we are. We're doing this. This is the podcast. Dream project. We're extremely happy to be back together.
Yeah,
absolutely. It was a dream back then, too.
Yeah.
Right. Like, we just love hanging out and talking sports and life and all that kind of stuff. But I went 2 years ago, and so you and I haven't been doing this for 2 years. And in that time, you've grown up a lot. So are you now the grown-up in the group?
Well, by group, it's just you and I. So it's not like I'm hurtling.
Macko and Cos is back. So are you the grown-up in this group?
I don't think I can be the grown-up because you are with child and I'm not.
That's a good point. And I'm not actually with child.
No, that's also another grammatic mistake by me. But I think because I'm a professional uncle who can nap, you know, whenever I want, I think you're still the adult.
Okay, so then let me take over for just a brief second while I do the grown-up thing and say, so we're going to have a podcast. It's going to be released once a week and we'll talk sports. Mm-hmm. A lot of Toronto sports, primarily. We're Torontonians, proud Torontonians, but we also love sports generally. So wherever the big story is, Matt,
that's
where you'll find us.
Or
like NFL films on the snowy sidelines of Lambeau Field, the tundra and such.
Frozen tundra. It's the
You're the NFL films
of Lambeau Field.
Right, thank you. You did get now. You know what? Your grown up. Essence is intruding upon this, right?
Yeah, by the way, that is
encroaching.
Like,
that's encroachment.
That sounds like the worst cologne, Grown Up Essence. Like, I would not want that.
Grown Up by Paco Rabanne.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll be doing this once a week, and it's Maddie and I talking sports. And as you can probably tell, it's not a tremendously linear experience, but I promise you, there will be something resembling a narrative at some point in time. But since this is just a promo, this is a promise of performance, as they say.
Yeah, this is a little bit more loosey-goosey than when it's going to be. And no better time to start doing a sports-themed podcast with the Raptors out, there's no hockey, and the Blue Jays, every day another player like Russell Martin is on the DL. So it's a perfect time to get the sports out.
It's kind of like buying a condominium in downtown Toronto. I've got an awesome idea.
Yeah.
Let's wait a little while.
Yeah.
Let the market heat up.
Yeah.
And then we'll put a down payment on a place. That's kind of the reverse for us with sports. Let's wait for all the sports to one by one drop out of season. Then we'll start talking about them.
Yeah, it's a buy high and then hopefully sell high. It's like, you got in when the market's hot.
Well, you're the one who comes from a financial family.
That's well,
your family has a brokerage.
Yep.
Right?
Yep, they got a brokerage firm, WD Latimer.
And is that the advice you guys like to give? Okay, here's the plan. We're going to buy high. Yeah. We're going to sell low.
Yeah, see, I was a messenger. So my rule was don't learn anything about the business. But I can't, we're going to get started really soon, once a week, and it's going to be fun.
I have to admit that I'm really into TFC right now, so I don't know how much hot TFC talk we're going to get into, but...
You'll do the heavy lifting on the soccer.
I don't even know all the guys on the team, but I went to watch a game, and it was one of the most fun times I've had at a Toronto sporting event in my entire life. And so since then, I've been watching... I almost feel like part of our show could be me trying to learn soccer. I feel like I'm a fish out of water. Like, remember that movie about the tall African guy who comes and he tries to play basketball?
Yes, it was like one of those like Disney movies.
Right, yeah. Air Up There.
That's yeah, what it's called. The air up there. Right. Oh my God.
So I would be the opposite of that. I would be the short, stocky guy who's trying to learn the ground-based game.
Can we just...
The Air Down There, starring Bob Mackiewicz.
I love it. Just one thing.
Okay, workshopping it.
Can I say zero? Do I have to say nil? Like if TFC beats the Seattle Sounders, look at that, just name another team, and they won 2-0. Can I say 2-0?
I think here you can. Now, if they played at Wembley, you would have to say nil, but okay. Here you can say zero.
And I don't have to say like lovely all the time and pitch. They won 2-0 on the field.
I have a question now.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking out loud.
All right.
Are we encouraging people to listen at this point?
Yeah. What do you mean?
Well, I'm kind of listening to this conversation. I'm thinking, well, we're promoting, yeah, right? Which in theory is for the purposes of enticing people to do more of the same.
Yes.
Right?
Please download, subscribe.
Are we accomplishing that goal right now?
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Cool. Just checking. You are the grown-up now. This is weird. This is so weird. You're sitting there. You got a shirt with buttons on it.
That's right. I don't have one of those Johnny Depp scarves you got on right now.
And a ball cap that says Deppener.
Yeah. I don't know what that means. All right, you want to...
It's a booze store in Quebec. You don't know what that means?
I dropped French after grade 9. I don't understand what most of those...
Yeah, we've been drinking wine since about the same, so I figured the two of them at least would have overlapped.
You want to wrap it up now or any final words?
No, I'm pretty good. I think people know what to expect. I do want to say this, okay? How about this? In summation,
yeah,
that it's mostly sports, a lot of Toronto stuff, but not exclusively. But most importantly, it's a chance for us to share with you... our thoughts and some fun. Maddie and I always have a lot of fun, and we encourage you to tweet us always. I'm at Bob Mackiewicz. You are
MCause56.
So always share your thoughts. We would love to be able to read your thoughts back to you and create a community around us. When we were on the air, we were very much very much about creating a small community of people who like to have fun with sports and their lives and everything else. So
yeah,
I don't see why we would stop that now.
The listeners always made every radio show we were a part of better. I figured it'll go the same way with this podcast. And a shout out to everyone over the last 24, 48 hours who've tweeted just the nicest things, hearing that you and I were getting back together. It's been fantastic.
So we'll be up soon. More details to follow. But the Macko and Cause podcast, soon to hit platforms everywhere.
Audio.
I paused before I said platforms because honestly, there's so many damn platforms you can get stuff. I'm just going with platforms everywhere.
Audio Boom and iTunes.
That's it?
That's it.
We have two?
What do you mean? You need more?
Seriously, we have two?
You want to upload it to more?
That's like so low rent. Yes. I mean, I listen to some of these and there's like 14 places you can hear it.
SoundCloud.
Stitcher.
The Hulu. YouTube.
The Hulu?
I don't know.
Is that the evolution of saying the internet?
Yeah, the internet. You know, get it on the Hulu.
The Hulu?
There we go.
The kids with the Hulu?
Exactly.
All right, Hulu. All right.
Bye, Bob.
Bye, Matt.